Country Club FM.
Sounds like we're ready to go.
Welcome back, Neil.
Got the clown horn.
It is a clown show.
Right.
And that would make us two clowns. If you're in a clown show and work for a clown operation, then you are clowns.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
You could be a joker, too.
Yeah.
Terry did a nice job in your stead. Sidekick chair again. She just fits in. And
she's better than I am, to be honest. Let's be honest.
Well, you said it.
Yep.
I'm not going to agree or disagree.
Yep.
I'm just going to let people make their own decision on that one. Today on the Bob Almanac, what is the date today? And oh, by the way, let's reaffirm here that show, Kenny Chesney,
yes,
U.S. Bank Stadium, is May 4th. Chris in Rush City, he knows his concert dates.
Mm-hmm.
We should hire him as our new promotions person. Chris in Rush City, are you tired of driving a truck?
Do you work cheap?
Are you tired of being a slave to the highway and having to wait at your drop spots for hours and hours while they clear a spot at the loading dock? Wouldn't you love to work for Bob FM and be a promotions guy?
Right.
Chris in Rush City. Do you know anything about social media?
I think he is deep in constipation right now thinking about it.
I know he loves driving truck, though. He's very proud of it. Yeah. So, May 4th for the concert. Today is not May 4th. Oh. It is December 20th, Wednesday, 354th day of the year.
Very few left.
Thank you for that. Yes, we're counting them down. We should kind of flip-flop that and instead of count up. It used to do that. Remember
it
that?
It did, yes.
The service that we used to get, my staff, your staff, whoever staff it was, they used to do an up count and then a down count. Now they only do the counting up. I don't know what that is. I'm not sure.
I don't know why they changed.
You know, because we're all about equity, so why wouldn't you use both of them?
Mm-hmm.
United States purchased Louisiana territory from France, $15 million. Pennies on the acre, pretty much. It was a large land grab.
It was. And then that kind of set us up for the Lewis and Clark expedition, right?
Now, France, they made big money on this because Spain basically gave it to them.
Oh.
They said...
There ain't nothing out there?
Pretty much. I think that's what it was. And then France flipped it, flipped this house.
And
they put in
made 15 mil.
They put in a gazebo. They redid the bathroom. Went with the hardwood floors. Tore out all the carpet.
Right.
And then they flipped it for 15 mil. Not bad.
I don't know what that is in today's dollars, but it's a large number.
Property Brothers couldn't do that well.
No.
This date in 1928, mail was delivered by sled dog for the first time in Lewiston, Maine. That was this date, 1928. Yukon Cornelius' sled dogs.
Right.
They weren't very good.
Well, no.
Most of the time, he ended up pulling the sleigh.
Yeah, that was the way it was designed. It would be tough duty here. No snow.
Or sled, if you will. 1938, the Iconoscope television. It's our patent of the day. It was the Iconoscope television. It took electrons, shot them towards the screen. It formed visual light and created pictures. And it was kind of a big deal. And a guy named Vladimir Zaworkin was the guy who came up with it.
Was he a bad guy in the wrestling ring then and later?
No, you're thinking of Nikita Koloff.
Ah.
Okay. Or Nikolai Volkov.
Nikolai Volkov. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
There were several Russian bad guys.
There were.
Nikita Koloff, I think, was a Minnesota guy.
He might have been.
1938. You know, a lot of guys shave their head, give them a goatee, all of a sudden they're Russian.
Yep.
1938 is when that happened. 1946, I think, Neil, you like this film.
Yes, it's wonderful news. For when all these wonderful people get into the swim, it's a wonderful life. For never before has any film contained such a full measure of the joy of living, the drama of living, and above all, the glorious romance that makes this such a wonderful life.
Don't you ever get tired of just reading about things?
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Well, what was George doing? It's a Wonderful Life debuted on this date in New York with James Stewart, Donna Reed, Lionel Barrymore, Thomas Mitchell as Uncle Billy.
One of the greats.
It is.
Uncle Billy lost some money. That was the problem.
Well, I think the lesson of the movie was never trust large amounts of money to anyone, especially an uncle, who has to tie strings to his fingers to remember the smallest things.
Yeah.
What was about it? Was $8,000, wasn't it?
It was something, yeah.
And in 1946 dollars, that was huge. Yeah. That was a lot of money. Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life.
Great movie, for sure.
It was. And it's a classic and should be aired somewhere. And maybe everybody should get together as a family and watch it.
And watch Clarence come to the rescue.
Miracle on 34th Street would be one, too.
Uh-huh.
That one. And, of course, the animated special, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. 1962 on television. Where else?
What is your name?
Donnie.
Donnie?
Yes, sir.
Well, how old are you?
Five.
Five, and you sing along with your brothers, huh?
Yes, sir.
Do you know, Yes, Sir, That's My Baby?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, how do we get started? You give a...
Osmond Brothers make their debut. You see the Osmonds. Marie was way too young.
Yeah. Is that...
Andy Williams.
Andy Williams, yes. Yes, sir. Declare, she is mighty sweet. Take a look.
Straight from Utah.
Right there,
the Osmond Brothers with Andy Williams on the Andy Williams Show.
So good.
And
little Donnie.
I'm
assuming old.
Andy Williams Show, 1962. This time of year, is he singing Hickory Dickory Dock, Time to Hang Up Your Sock? It's exactly at 12 o'clock.
Something
he'll
like
be
that.
Coming down the chimney down.
And, of course, it's the most wonderful time
well,
of the
one
year.
Too. Those are,
that.
That's 1A and 1B
right
when it
on.
Comes to Andy Williams. 1973, let's remember.
Every night I hope and pray.
Oh, yeah. Great singer.
Bobby Darin.
Yes. He was really young, it seems to me.
Well, he was having open heart surgery. He had some really bad health issues.
Wow. Open heart surgery?
30.
Yeah, he had some internal problems,
yeah.
And he was trying to correct those things, and he died on the surgical table this day at only 37. Splish Splash.
Yeah.
So many others somewhere across the across the sea. As Bobby Darin now singing way up high.
Handsome, talented gentleman.
1975. Joe Walsh on the guitar here for the Eagles. Joe Walsh was recruited to join the Eagles on this date. Back in 75. You know, he originally had committed to Firefall. But he rescinded his verbal commitment to it. He started to be recruited by the Eagles. You know, he hadn't signed his letter of intent to Firefall yet.
Right. Like, got in the transfer portal.
Yes.
Decommitted.
Eagles offered a lot more NIL money.
Yeah.
Name, image, likeness.
It worked out.
Yeah, good stuff there with
He's
him.
He's still with him.
Hotel California. And back in 75, 1980.
And what you have been watching is a production experiment. We have just completed from the Orange Bowl, to the best of our knowledge, the only half of NFL football ever to be done without the benefit of announcers. The reaction to it, well, we will leave that to you. If you can understand what just transpired, then our experiment is a success. If you find yourselves wondering what's been going on, then maybe we have to work out the kinks. In any event,
work out the kinks. Funny you worked out the kinks. It was the only time it's ever been done.
Yeah, it was a flop.
Jets at Dolphins this date, 1980. No play-by-play, no color commentators.
It was very strange.
Brian Gumbel was there just to kind of anchor the thing and maybe get interviews. I know there have been broadcasts where I wish that there were no announcers
because
they were so brutal.
Right.
But 1980, it was an experiment that crashed and burned on this date for NBC. What's Dick Enberg thinking? What's the guy thinking that may have had his one shot at doing an NFL football game?
Right.
And he got bumped because, yeah, we're going to do a game without announcers. And then they never got that chance again.
Yeah, they chose poorly, let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Jets, Dolphins, 1980. That's a marquee matchup in the American Football Conference.
Yeah.
Here's Hank Snow.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Singing
the
Ranger.
There, man. I breathe the mountain air, man.
You tell him, Neil.
My share, man.
So Hank Snow died at the age of 85 on this date. And I always say he's the singing Ranger. He should be the singing Mountie because he was from Canada.
He was from Canada.
Born in Nova Scotia. And I finally watched the movie. I've been meaning to do it. I know it was very well received and highly acclaimed. The Mule. You know the
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
It's not Gus.
No.
It's not Gus, but the field goal kicking mule. It's Clint Eastwood, who's a drug mule.
Bringing drugs.
Yes, and it's very good. And on his trips, on his runs, he would have music on. He'd be singing along, and that was one of the songs that came up.
Really?
And Clint Eastwood did a pretty good job, because once he gets into the towns, it's kind of tough to keep up on I've Been Everywhere. But Clint did a nice job. So Hank Snow, dead. This date, 1999. 2015, we all remember this.
Miss Universe 2015 is Colombia!
Or is it?
Whoops.
I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
So there you go. A stunning revelation this date. Steve Harvey. Just think if you would have made that kind of mistake on The Family Feud.
Oh, you'd have been run out of Hollywood.
Right, exactly. They probably could have edited it, because I believe the whole Miss Universe thing, obviously they're doing that live in front of a live studio audience.
Right, right.
So the people watching that would be stunned. But, he just kind of misread it a little bit. You know, kind of like Dan Quayle and the faulty flash card with Potato.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing there. That was 2015. Although he handled it well. Very
professionally.
Yeah,
he rebounded.
Made fun of it. And they brought him back, too.
Yeah.
It's not like they said, we're done with you. Because you forgive and forget.
Yeah.
People make mistakes.
Yeah.
We're you know, the
perfect.
Sad part is that, you know, at some point in time, we'll probably just have AI hosting those things. And then everything will be bland and everything will be correct and there'll be no mistakes. And I don't think we can live in a world without mistakes.
No.
2019.
Today also marks another landmark achievement as we officially inaugurate the newest branch of our military. This is a very big and important moment. It's called the Space Force.
Space Force was announced, in fact, founded and signed into law by President Trump on this day, 2019. We're looking forward to space, that time that we might be attacked by aliens or war heads to space. It might not even be aliens.
Ooh.
It might be entities here on Earth taking warfare into orbit or to the moon or who knows where.
Right.
Lasers, Neil. Lasers and photon torpedoes.
I'm just going to keep watching
blasters.
Star Trek, and I'll know everything that's going to happen.
And this is a serious thing. People were joking about it, but this is very serious, and the military has taken it serious, and they have like 8,000 members of the Space Force last time I checked.
That many?
They have a Space Force Command and the whole thing. It kind of falls under the Air Force, but it is another branch of our armed forces. We need to move on to birthdays now.
Let's do it.
If I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find the sound.
Beth was getting sick and tired.
Just a few more hours. And
if
I'll
you're
be
a drummer's girlfriend,
I think
you gotta wonder what he's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, Beth, what can I do?
They don't need you there to figure it out. You're just a drummer.
So that's Peter Criss, the original drummer for Kiss and the original singer on Beth. And he's 78 today. The other drummers, you know them? They're both the Eriks.
Yes.
Erik Singer and Erik Carr.
Right.
One of those passed away. I want to say it's Erik Carr.
That's the one that
Erik Carr the one that passed away?
I can look it up.
Yeah.
No.
But you won't.
Well, I could.
But you won't. No, you will.
No, I
just
will.
To prove me wrong.
No, because I
where
think
do
it's
we
a song.
Go from here, now that all of the children are growing up.
He's got his own project. Alan Parsons project. It's Alan Parsons' birthday today. Of course, he's the arranger, the writer, the producer, not the singer on all the Alan Parsons project songs. But games people play, you take it or you leave it, da-da-da, da-da-da. So Alan Parsons, who worked with the Beatles. In fact, if you watch the Get Back documentary, there he is in the background. He is the sound engineer.
Oh, very nice.
In the late 60s for the Beatles. Mr. Alan Parsons here today with his project at 75 years old.
Can't help but think about Dr. Evil.
Right, and right.
The Alan Parsons Project.
Didn't they do something with Preparation H as well? Didn't they, he name I something one of his things, yes. Preparation H as well?
Yes. Eric Carr died at the age of 41 in 1991.
Our apologies to Anita Ward. Let's do that again.
Okay.
Anita Ward is celebrating here today. We're going to get to the chorus here shortly.
Mm-hmm. Love that one.
Yeah, you're gonna love the bell. That's a disco anthem, this one right
for
here.
For sure. How old is she now?
I'm sure a couple of those albums were at Disco Demolition Night at Comiskey in 79. 79, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anita Ward. She's just a couple of years older than you, Neil.
Okay.
She's coming in at 67.
All right.
For Anita Ward.
Biggins, you wanted to see me?
Well, yeah, we have an epidemic on our hands.
Head lice?
Worse. Giggle juice.
I'm sorry, what?
Alcohol, William. The wet devil. Our children are so brazen, they're showing up to school wasted. And not wasted on learning, Will. Wasted on booze.
That's a problem when you're the principal. He was Principal Figgins on the show Glee. Little bit of comic relief with him and Sue Sylvester as well. Iqbal Thiba is 60 today. Repeat that name after me, Neil. Iqbal Thiba.
Iqbal Thiba.
Yeah, he's 60.
Okay.
Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls the mama. I'm sure all the hunting I just around.
I don't know what he's saying, but it sure sounds good.
Didn't Otis Redding also do this song or like do it originally? There was a
Somebody else did.
An R&B guy did this song before the great Black Crowes, lead singer of the Black Crowes, Chris Robinson, 57. I'll never watch your show. I just won't. I mean, how gross is it? A television show where they're popping pimples and cysts
and
other stuff. Yeah, I assume they show it. It's got to be graphic. And
You're making that up.
No, there's an actual show on TLC called Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, no.
People want to tune this in. Yeah, I said, TV. In some instances, it's very dark, and it's a cesspool. Dr. Sandra Lee is 53.
You know, never popped one pimple on Gunsmoke that I'm aware of.
Give him some Clearasil or some Oxy-10 and move on.
Send him on his way.
Sandra Lee is 53. And then Jonah Hill is a pretty funny guy. Here he is. I love that movie Superbad.
Give me that. All right. You look like a future pedophile in this picture, number one. Number two, it doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin.
What? One name? One name? Who are you, Seal?
Fogel, this ID says you're 25 years old. Why wouldn't you just put 21, man?
Seth.
He was Seth in Superbad. He's in a lot of movies. Knocked Up, 21 Jump Street, The Wolf of Wall Street.
The Moneyball.
With Brad Pitt. He's good in that, too.
Yeah,
he can do funny, and he can do drama.
Yeah. Good actor.
Jonah Hill is 40. Is he back to being fat again? Because he did lose a lot of weight. He was chubby, then he lost a lot of weight, and then he put a little bit on. I'm not sure if he's following the Oprah yo-yo diet plan.
Could be.
But he's 40. Big 4-0 for Jonah Hill. It's a big birthday for him.
Big birthday. All right, gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We're going to start with Firestone Tire and Rubber Company founder. Well, it had his own name, Harvey Firestone.
Feel safe and be happy. There's nothing you lack. You're riding on Firestone, and you're on the right track.
It's commercial theme time. I'm riding Firestone. Doesn't Trace Adkins do his? And the Firestone singers.
Bridgestone, Firestone, Coho, Yakiyama. There's all kinds of Goodyear, of course.
Goodyear,
is out there.
Firestone Tire and Rubber, 18.
I believe the Japanese. Bridgestone, correct me if I'm wrong, Bridgestone bought Firestone.
That could be.
So I think the Japanese now own Firestone.
I think you're probably right there.
Which is unfortunate. And then there was the big, wasn't there an issue with their tires on the Ford Explorer?
Was that what it was?
Yeah, there was an issue with the standard Firestones that were placed on. I had a Ford Explorer with those Firestones on it at one time.
Back in the
day. And I said, I'm rolling the dice. And I can't afford new tires.
Right. And nothing bad happened.
I'm here. I'm still here.
Right. Baseball Hall of Fame, Branch Rickey, he is the guy who was the owner of the Dodgers that helped break the color barrier. Jackie Robinson was his guy and did a nice job. Born on this day, 1881. George Roy Hill gave us some really good movies. He worked with Paul Newman and Robert Redford, did The Sting, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid prior to that, and also Slapshot. He was great.
Did he George work exclusively Roy, with
Paul Newman? Paul it kind of seems like 1921. Funny guy, Charlie Callis.
Really welcome. My name is Charlie Callis. That's my real name, and I was named after the famous opera singer, Maria Charlie.
That's all we got.
Yeah, that's about as funny as he gets, to be totally honest.
He was on those roasts a lot, but he wouldn't play himself. He would play a character like... Dean Martin's producer or Don Rickles' nurse or, you know, a member of the mafia that worked with Frank Sinatra, those kind of voices and sound effects and things.
And it was supposed to be all the funny things he did with his voice were the way he was funny, I guess. Never really appreciated his humor as much as perhaps I should have.
That's like people, they don't appreciate your humor.
Well, that's true, too.
There's appreciation there. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah. Emmy Award-winning actor John Spencer, you may remember him from The West Wing.
But overall, it's a compelling case. I'm recommending you include Iran in the attacks.
General Alexander went ahead with plans for these bombings.
At your request?
I said I'd consider it when the time was appropriate. I did not ask that
he was trying to anticipate your eventual needs, sir, at my urging.
It's only natural that the president argues with his chief of staff.
I would.
And if you don't argue with your chief of staff, are you really a president?
Yeah, evidently not, but I would think when it comes to a bombing, you'd want to have the president's direct approval before you start that campaign.
Plausible deniability.
That's true, too. 1946 for that fine Emmy Award-winning actor, John Spencer, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
You did forget your staff.
It's very important to me, knowing you think I'm really a professional.
Professional? Really, Maggie. I did it because you have more dumb luck than anyone I know.
He was Higgins. The great John Hillerman.
Oh, we've had two Magnum TC. PI references this week.
Yeah,
my staff didn't watch that program, quite obviously.
No, do they only watch Gunsmoke like you?
I tried to tell them to branch out a little bit, but perhaps the message hasn't gotten through.
John Hillerman, Magnum PI, Blazing Saddles, who's one of the Johnsons.
Yes,
was he Howard Johnson?
No.
And a very special episode of Little House on the Prairie. He was the owner, operator, and publisher of The Pen and the Plow when the newspaper came to Walnut Grove.
I can see him as a newspaper man.
And Mrs. Olson created quite a stir because she wasn't printing the facts. She was printing simply rumors.
Hearsay.
Rumors and hearsay. Yellow journalism, as Charles called it.
Not good.
So Hillerman, John Hillerman, Higgins, gone.
But not forgotten.
Here comes a Bobathon. Judd's Why Not Me? Huh? Lionel Cartwright watched it where? And then also Reba, and that one's too slow. How about Kevin Sharp? She's sure taking it well.
Mm-hmm. Lionel Cartwright.
W2PM, Princeton.